This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.
Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanisheth away. For that ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. But now ye rejoice your boastings, ye rejoice in your boastings. All such rejoicing is evil. Therefore to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. Wow, the Lord's will. What is he saying here? He is saying our life is a vapor. It appears for a short time and then vanisheth away. If you've ever seen a drop of water on a summer day, and you turn for a second and come back, it's vanished. The Bible said that is your life when compared to eternity. Your life is short. So what the Bible says, that we should say the Lord's will. I see many of people making plans, hey, tomorrow we're going to do this. Tomorrow we're going to do that. I always, when the Lord brings to my remembrance, say, if the Lord's will. Because sometimes we have good intentions and we make plans, but it doesn't come to fruition. That because it wasn't God's will. I know many a times we plan to do something, but the Lord changed the plans. But if I would have framed it in the form that the Bible says here in verse 15, James chapter 4, verse 15, says, for ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. We always should be in the will of God and pray that we are acting accordingly. God wants us to operate in His will. And whenever we frame up anything that we do, it brings notice to those around. I know I work in a corporate environment, and I always say, if the Lord will, they look at me. What do you mean, if the Lord will? It's a deadline. Look, I don't know. Because, I mean, as you all know what happened, I mean, I the Lord's will. I have to be in God's will. No matter what. So if the Lord allows it, I am going to do it. So God wants us to say if it's the Lord's will. And the more you do it, you're going to be giving honor unto Him. Because look what He says here. Verse 16. But now ye rejoice in your boastings, and all such rejoicing is evil. When you say, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, and you don't say the Lord's will, you're kicking Him out of your plan. He is telling you He wants to be a part of your plan. When you start framing things up, if the Lord's will, that means in everything that you do, He's there. And people will take notice. Why is this guy, why is this woman always saying the Lord's will? And then you will be able to explain that to them when they ask the question. Now, he tells us in verse 17, don't forget James chapter 4, verse 17. Get this. He says, therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. Man, that covers the gamut there. If you know to do good and you're not doing it, he says to you it is sin. Wow. Man, you know you supposed to have done something good for someone, but you didn't do it. You know you supposed to told someone about Christ, but you didn't do it. You know you're supposed to call and encourage somebody, but you didn't do it. You know you're supposed to call someone and say, I'm sorry.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.
This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.